So where did you go on the Liberty?
On the Liberty? I joined it here, and it was partly, it was already come from Savannah, partly filled. Went up to Irish Sea, went up to Scotland. Mm-hmm. Up there's a big lock. I'm not sure what it was lock. It wasn't Loch Lomond. No ships there. It might have been Loch Hugh. Might have been Loch Hugh. The Americans had built a big dock there. Mm-hmm. And they'd loaded up with war supplies, I guess, to go to Russia and to go to the, at that time, to North Africa. And as it was, it pointed to North Africa. And they top loaded up with cargo. Even on truck, you couldn't move on the deck. And if you look at those rings on the deck, those eyelets.
Yeah.
They did not have them on this Liberty ship. They're on here. They're all painted yellow for safety. And they were installed on the ship at that time, knowing what they were going to do. The ship they sent to us, they didn't put that on because I guess they didn't want to mess up any plans that we had for that ship. So when we started lowering, putting tanks on the ship and 12-wheeler trucks, we put them on the hatches as well as the deck. Mm-hmm. And they welded like 6-inch or 8-inch angle iron, put holes in there and hooked wire to these vehicles. When we unloaded them in Italy, Naples, because we were fighting in Rome at that time, they took all the cargo off the deck. Those plates are still there. They were ugly. We didn't need them anymore, but they stayed there because we didn't dare take them off. We don't know what they're going to do next time. Mm-hmm. So you fall over them all the time. All we could do was brush them and paint them, because they were getting rusty. So we took the cargo to Naples. We stopped in Sicily first. Didn't drop off any of there. They finished fighting there. I think Patton had done his bit.
Right.
They were fighting now in Rome, and here we are in Naples. They all got through the other places. So we were loaded there. We were 1 month at anchor. We couldn't get in, I told you that. But finally we did unload, and they told us to go to Baltimore. No convoy for the first time. Hmm. So we came over to Baltimore by myself. And
from Italy?
They brought us in, what's that?
From Italy?
We came from Naples.
Yeah.
To Baltimore. It was Christmas, so therefore, things were slow. Guys didn't want to work, so it was slow. Even though they were shooting in, there was another ship ahead of us, there was a ship behind us. I met some of the guys later on here, off the ship behind.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because we were doing the same plan, supplying Naples and coming back to Baltimore and taking the grain to Bombay. That's where they were going. So, we crossed the ocean, we left here, and the Atlantic was like this. There wasn't even a wave, it was smooth, not even swell. It's 3,000 miles to Gibraltar. It's 6,000 miles to Bombay. We got to Gibraltar, went through there, and a storm started in the Mediterranean Sea. Mm-hmm. Woke up next morning, I went outside, the ship was covered with bunker oil. You know what bunker oil is? Bunker sea. That's what these engines need to burn. Bunker sea, like almost like thick tar.
Right, yeah.
You have
to
heat it up
to
use it.
To get it thin enough so you can use it.
That's right. The engineer on duty who did the job, it's his job to transfer bunker C to the bunker available. You can't see it. To the fires down below. Uh-huh. What he'd done, he forgot to shut the pumps off. And after he filled the tanks, the tanks filled up, and the air vents on deck, instead of breathing or air to let the smell out of the fumes, were pumping oil out all over the main deck here. Mm. And with the storm being on, which I just told you about, it blew it all over the lifeboats, all over the over the bridge. Oil all over the place. The job for everybody. Forget what you're doing. Get kerosene. Rags. Get the oil off. The accommodation up top. Yeah. Oil was everywhere. It was terrible. Try and get off the best you can for kerosene. We did a fair job, but the grey paint was almost like tannin.
Yeah.
Brown. Like this colour. But were we mad at the engineer? Give us all that work. Filthy work.
Yeah.
So anyway,